And here we once again switch gears. We move away from the Churban Beis HaMikdash per se to a tragedy that occurred during the period of the Churban Beis HaSheni. And this was the destruction, the deaths, the torture of the great, great Gedolei HaTorah. And we're going to read about the 10 martyrs. Now, the 10 martyrs, we actually read this twice a year at least. We read it in the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and we read it on Tisha B'Av. And there are differences in the narratives. There's even a difference in the list of the 10 martyrs. But the first thing to know is that the 10 martyrs did not die all at the same time, although it's presented as if they died together, but in fact they lived in different eras, and they were separated by many, many years in some cases. Some of the martyrs died at the time of the Churban, around the year 70, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and some, like Rabbi Akiva, did not die until the Bar Kokhba revolt. That was more than 50 years later, so they were separated by an amount of time. If you remember, it does not mention in this Kina, but on Yom Kippur, it mentions that the 10 great martyrs, the 10 great Torah scholars, died as an atonement for the sin of the sale of Yosef. That the Torah says, if you kidnap a person, you're chayav misa, and 10 tribes, as it were, 10 brothers, sold Yosef into slavery. And therefore the Asara Haruge Malchus died as a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. But in a more general sense, the tzaddikim die as an atonement for the generation. And we mention this on Tisha B'Av really for two reasons. Number one, they died as a part of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But number two, the Gemara tells us, Gadol Misas HaTzaddikim Yoser Misreifas Beis Elokeinu. The death of the righteous is even a greater tragedy than the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Because ultimately the Beis HaMikdash is a building. The tzaddikim are the living embodiment of God's presence in our lives. And thus, when we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we mourn the tzaddikim, the Talmidei Chachamim, that have died tragically, that have been tortured, that we have that have left us, for which our world is bereft and our world is dark. And we pick the 10 great, great Tanoim. These are the people of the Mishnah. We include Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, a number of others, Rav Chutzpitz, etc., all of whom died tragic deaths. And of course, we all know the death of Rabbi Akiva, that his flesh was flayed with iron combs. He was not just killed, he was tortured. And when his Talmidim asked him, Zu Torah v'zu Sechara, is this the reward for all your Torah? Rabbi Akiva says, all of my life, I wanted to fulfill the pasuk of loving Hashem with all of my soul. And this is my opportunity to serve Hashem with all of my soul. And they died al kiddush Hashem. And they're called Arzei Levanon, the cedars of Lebanon, just like across the street, Arzei HaBira. And if you look at the street sign, you will see Arzei HaBira, which means the cedars of the capital, the cedars of Yerushalayim, is a reference to the great Talmidei Chachamim that we have even today. Because just as a cedar is a strong, powerful tree that protects whatever it surrounds, the Talmidei Chachamim protect Am Yisrael. And when we lose them, we are bereft of our protection. And thus, the great Asar Harugei Malchus are called Arzei HaLevanon. This is not written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. This is Rav Meir ben Yechiel. One thing you will notice is the Hebrew is easier. Because once you move away from Rav Kalir's Piyutim, the actual words become a little bit easier to understand. Arzei HaLevanon, Adirei HaTorah, Baalei Tereisin, B'mi Yishnah. Just want to mention that it mentions that the first of the Asara Harugei Malchus to be killed was Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who who was the Nasi. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. The next was Rabbi Yishmael, the Kayin Gadol. And Rabbi Yishmael took the head of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that was decapitated. And he placed his mouth on the mouth. He kissed. He kissed the decapitated head, his eyes on the eyes. And he said that the Peh HaMisgaber BaTorah, the mouth that is so mighty in Torah, how has it died such a horrible death? And halachically, of course, this does raise the obvious question. Rabbi Yishmael was the Kohen Gadol, was a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei to a dead body. And even a relative, which Shmuel was not a relative, a Kohen Gadol cannot be Metamei to a relative either. So what would the halachic heter be for Rabbi Yishmael to kiss, to embrace, to physically touch the head, the holy head of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? And the Mefarshim say, based on the Gemara in Kesuvos, that since Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was the Nasi, he was the head of the Sanhedrin, and for a Nasi, no matter how many people go to the Levaya, there's an unlimited obligation to show kavod to a Nasi, meaning even if there's a million people there, you still have to go to the Levaya, because the Nasi's kavod requires all of Klal Yisrael. So halachically, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would qualify as a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah means a meis who does not have enough people to properly attend to him. Now with the Nasi, there's no such case as ever having enough people. And Mimela, the heter would be because of the principles of meis mitzvah. Another one of the Sarugei Malchus, we won't go through every one, is Rabbi Chanina ben Terajon. Rabbi Chanina ben Terajon, we were told, was wrapped in a Sefer Torah. And he was set on fire. Wood, the woods were placed on his feet. And they put wet, moist sponges around his heart to prolong his agony so he just wouldn't be burned to death right away. And when he was asked by his Talmidim, can we remove some of the sponges so you can die more quickly? Rabbi Chanina ben Terajon responded that my soul must be taken by God that gave me my soul. We are not allowed to be makarev, my misa. We're not allowed to cause a person's death, even by a few moments. And this is halachically a very important principle. But then the Gemara gives us another image that he had. In his last moments on earth, he was asked, what did he visualize as the Sefer Torah was being burnt? And Rabbi Chanina ben Terajon answered, Gevilin Nisrafin, the parchment is being burnt, but the osios, the letters of the Torah, are flying in the sky. The Goyim can destroy, or we can destroy for our Averis, we can destroy the physical buildings, we can, God forbid, have the Sifrei Torah burnt. But the Metzias of the Torah, the holiness of the Torah, the concepts of the Torah, the letters of the Torah, are never destroyed. Their parchos biaver, they might be temporarily liberated from their physical form, but they do remain in the world.